Hey, on the line with us is Rob Dyrdek. Rob is part of the host team of Rob and Big, the television show I was talking about that's on MTV. Rob interviewed me sometime in the summer of last year with regards to this entire story. Let's plug him in now. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hey, George, what's going on, man?
Are you still skateboarding?
That's what I do, my friend. That's what I do.
Well, you do it well. What do you think of the Stephen Gibbs story? Because I know you were doing a program on that. And
Let me tell you this. I've been on hold here. I was really trying to pinpoint when I first listened to Coast to Coast and bought my HDR for the first time, and that was 13 years ago. You know, and when I initially bought it, he made so much more sense to me back then, and I feel like over the years, it's gotten a little bit more bizarre and a little bit more bizarre. You know, it's almost sort of how it seemed to me. You know,
did it work for you?
I never got it to work. Now, I had strange experiences. You know, where I had intense time travel dreams on different occasions. You know, and you know. He would tell you that it just kicked in later on in the afternoon, you know. But I don't really know if I ever did it 100% properly. I don't know if you know, but we went up to Canada and we found a guy, the only guy who's claimed to have traveled through time that would be on camera and try to shoot it with us. And we did a full-fledged, full-bore experiment. And it didn't. And we got no results, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's a strange one. Did you feel a little queasy, Rob, putting on the headgear and turning this thing on?
You want to know what? I began questioning, like, do I even want to even cross the path of even knowing what happens if I do time travel? You know, like, I was getting caught in, like, it was, especially when I was really young, I very first bought it, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is, you know, and you got to understand, I talked to Steven on the phone for an hour where he ended the conversation with, you got to know now, they're going to be watching you like they watch me. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And he was like, no, they'll be watching you like they watch me. And it freaked me out, you know. So it laid with me for 12 years before I really broke it out and was just showing it to my boy who I do the show with, which led to us trying to find Steven. And then he didn't remember who I was and accused me of being an alien. You know, and I'm like, I'm not an alien, but I'm like, investigator out to find him and watched him because we wanted to go out and meet him out there, but they wouldn't allow us to do that. They felt like it was too dangerous.
Well, $360, Robbie, it's a lot of money if it doesn't work.
I've bought two now. After he accused me of being an alien, then I had my cousin call up and act like someone else and ordered another one to get a new one. So I had a modern one. That's actually the one that I brought when I showed it to you.
Right.